Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. 10 months ago, a white Grand Prix was traveling eastbound on 17th Avenue in Longmont, about 45 miles an hour. And in the car was a mom, her daughter, a little grandson, 5-year-old boy, and a little baby, not yet born. That trip was interrupted. We have the grandma here, Terry Kester. Terry, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Thank you.
Terry, tell us what happened at that moment when your trip was interrupted.
Our trip got interrupted at the intersection of 17th Avenue and Pace Street when we were going through the intersection, and we had a drunk driver turn directly in front of us in the middle of the intersection.
Oh, that's, of course, horrifying. Terry, just today, just an hour ago, I was headed to the studio, and at the corner of Ward Road and 58th, there was a terrible collision. The entire front of a passenger car was pushed in. There were no police on the scene, no ambulance. I called 911. But these things are horrific. Mm-hmm. We're going about our lives, living our ordinary lives, and really everyone's extraordinary. But we live our lives. And then suddenly tragedy strikes. So what happened? Did you realize seconds before the impact that you were going to be in a crash?
I did. I actually had turned around and told Jesse, my grandson, to put his feet out because he kind of had his feet tucked under him. And as I turned around, we were going through the intersection and I just saw this huge vehicle. I didn't know what it was at the time, but a really large vehicle just right in front of us. And I knew that we were going to hit him. There was no way we could stop.
I'm so sorry. Your daughter was driving, is that right?
That's correct.
Heather Cerevic. And in her womb was little Brady.
Yes.
So we'll talk about Brady and the Brady Amendment, the pro-life personhood amendment that now Christians all over Colorado are getting signatures for. We'll talk about the website at voiceforbrady.com. But Terry, first, so that impact happened. Your first thought is your grandson.
Yes. I could hear him crying. And so I was really concerned about him. I sustained a severe concussion. And so at some point there, I kind of blacked out. Mm. And the next thing I remember was my daughter. I opened my eyes and I looked, and I was looking out her door. She wasn't in the seat, which just scared me to death.
Oh, of course.
And it was smoky, and it was from the airbags. And but then I was kind of trapped in the car. My top half of my body was facing the driver's side, and my lower side, my feet were trapped underneath the dash, kind of going the other way. So I couldn't get out of the car. And the next thing I remember was my daughter behind me. So she, I've learned, was sitting kind of in the door jam. Oh. She had gotten Jesse out of the back seat, and she was sitting there telling me, you know, you got to get out of the car, Mom. You got to get out of the car. Oh. And at that point, I told her, I can't.
Oh, my.
You know, I'm stuck. I can't get out of the car.
So Jesse, how is he today now?
He's doing really well. Oh. He got a bump on the head from a toy truck he was playing with in the car.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't receive any other injuries, thank you, God.
Yes.
And he, I mean, he still talks about it a lot. Mm. He talks about the man that took his brother's life.
Oh.
So
he's very aware that he had a brother, Brady, and that Brady's not here. But does he have the confidence to know and the comfort that Brady is with the Lord?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, he knows he's up in heaven with his great-grandpas and maybe fishing. That's what he always says. He thinks he's up there fishing.
Well,
so,
that's nice.
You know?
Now, he'd only be 10 months old by now.
That's
or
right.
So.
10 months
so
old this weekend.
Not quite fishing, maybe
not
going
yet.
Along
yes.
on a fishing trip.
Yes, I know my grandpa's taking him fishing. So
that's great. Okay, and so Jesse had a bump on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Heather is saying to you to get out of the car, but you couldn't. Mm-mm. So what happened then?
I just remember at some point I had people that were telling me not to move because I had really broken my arm and it was pretty bad. And so they're telling me not to move. And I kept telling them, get away from me, go take care of my daughter and my grandson, because I could hear Jesse crying and I couldn't hear Heather anymore. So my main concern was, you know, get away from me and just take care of my daughter and my grandson.
That's a mom, right?
Yeah. And then I couldn't hear Jesse crying anymore, which just scared me so bad.
Oh.
And I said, what happened to Jesse? I can't hear him. And they said, you know, him and his mom are in the ambulance. They're on their way to the hospital.
Oh, wow. So then how did you get out of the car?
I don't remember, but from what I've been told, the paramedics and the firemen, it took several of them to get me out of the vehicle. So they got me out, and then...
You were rushed to the hospital?
Yes.
Do you recall the ambulance ride?
No.
You don't. So then did you wake up at the hospital and try to recollect what in the world had just happened?
I remember having the nurse call my mom to tell her that we had been in an accident. Mm. I didn't know where Heather was, and I didn't know where Jesse was. And everything was just really fuzzy. I couldn't figure out where we were.
Mm-hmm.
I was very disoriented.
Yes.
At the time.
And so then how did you find out about Heather, how Heather's doing? When did you find out? How did you find out? And what did you find out?
I don't think I found anything out until later that night when they released me from the emergency room. During that time, they had taken Heather in for emergency surgery.
Oh.
So it was probably a good 4 or 5 hours after I got to the hospital. Then they released me that I was with the rest of my family and found out what had happened.
So Heather was in for surgery, and... You guys had just come from an OBGYN visit, right?
Yes.
With the doctor.
Yes.
So could you tell me about Heather's pregnancy? And hopefully one of these days we'll have Heather on the show. That would be wonderful. But and thank you, Terry. Terry is Heather's mom and Brady's grandmother, Terry Kester. And Terry's story and Heather's is online at avoiceforbrady.com. Also, we could all be a voice for Brady because we could sign the personhood petition, the Brady Amendment, and with God's help, we'll be on the ballot.
Yes.
And Colorado will have yet another opportunity to acknowledge that these children are created in God's image and that they're persons.
Mm-hmm.
They're not property.
That's right.
They're not a tumor. It's a person. It's a baby. So tell me about Heather's pregnancy. How far along was she?
She was 38 weeks, and we had just left her OB visit, which was really an awesome thing because we got to spend about 15 minutes looking at him on an ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse was in there, and you know, he's 5, so he doesn't quite understand the whole ultrasound, but the doctor was saying, there's his hands, and Jesse would be like, well, where's his feet? So he'd find his feet. And so Jesse just like was so connected.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And he kept telling his mom, you know, tell him to come on, mom, tell him to come on.
Through history, little siblings didn't really have that opportunity.
No.
Because we couldn't look into mom's womb until the advent of modern technology. And forget about ultrasound. Then we had 2D, then we had 3D ultrasound.
Yes.
Now there's 4D ultrasound where you could tell whether the baby looks like mom or dad. You could almost tell their personality.
Exactly.
It's so awesome. And for this evil house of horrors in Philadelphia, that abortionist Kermit Gosnell, who would deliver these late-term babies and then kill them.
Yes.
And this was his routine practice. And where was Planned Parenthood and the whole abortion industry? They should have condemned him with one voice, but they never did.
Right.
They never did. And supposedly, they've always said, well, when the baby comes out of the mom,
mm-hmm.
that's when it's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here was their perfect opportunity, and they were silent.
Exactly.
As was the whole pro-abortion media,
mm-hmm.
silent. So the truth is that they're in rebellion against God, and they're defending the killing of babies.
Right.
That's what's really going on.
That is true.
So Jesse got to know Brady.
Yes.
Wow.
And the other thing about Brady was that he was super active during church, which we just all thought was just so fun because he was just super, like, he was excited about church. He'd move a lot during church and stuff, which...
Well,
was awesome.
Well, we've learned even from, secular scientists that babies in the womb, they actually learn songs. They learn the melodies of songs.
Mm-hmm.
They could discern between their mother and a nurse, for example.
Right.
There's babies are born. We've covered these stories from Harvard, other Ivy League schools, where they have determined through brilliant, brilliant research on little beautiful babies that babies are born knowing right from wrong. They're born understanding basic math and even physics, fundamental physics.
Wow.
they give these kids, from as soon as they're able to have an attention span, they show them puppet shows. And they find out how the babies react, and they're learning how God, they don't say it's God.
Right.
But they're learning that these kids are wired to understand right and wrong and to understand the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting.
It is.
What God has done for
yes.
us. So you were in the hospital and you found out some hours later. So what did you hear about Heather?
I learned that the first thing I learned was that they had taken her in for an emergency cesarean. And then during that surgery, she began to bleed out. And something was missing in her blood to where her blood wouldn't clot.
Oh, my.
So two times, someone came out of the operating room and asked my family if we wanted to call a chaplain.
Oh, my.
That's how close to death she was. And so...
And hemophilia, of course, is the condition where we lack blood clotting
right.
mechanism.
Right.
So Heather doesn't have that in any way, right? But it was a result of this accident?
Crash? We're not really sure if the crash played a part in the blood clotting situation. Mm. She's never had a problem with it before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to...
Well, when your body undergoes such a shock,
yes.
these mechanisms, just blood clotting... is so wildly amazing how
yes.
God, I mean, blood, it flows through your body, goes through these little capillaries that are so fine. You could put like a, 10 of them in a human hair or something,
right.
something
right.
like that. And then all of a sudden they completely change and they put a barrier to protect us.
Exactly.
This is God's design.
Exactly.
And so when a body goes through trauma, it doesn't work like it's perfect because it's now broken.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. There was that scare.
Yes. And so she was in ICU for 4 days, and I found out that night that we had lost Brady.
Oh.
They said that what happened was that she had her placenta detached on impact, which cut off Brady's...
His nutrient and even
everything,
oxygen.
Blood supply, right. oxygen supply.
Yeah.
Shut that off. So I found out that... he was gone. And, as a mom, I was so scared and so torn because on one hand, I've just lost the grandson that the doctor just said my daughter was already starting to dilate. It'd probably be a couple of days and he'd be here.
Oh, my. So she was 8 months and
eight and a half months.
8 and a half
yes.
months. So that Brady is ready to be born.
Yes. She was starting to dilate, and the doctor said he'd probably see us in a day or two at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so having to deal with that and then walking into the room, the ICU room, and seeing my daughter laying there, and she's on a breathing machine, and she's got all these tubes connected to her, medicine to keep her blood, make sure that it stays and it's clotting, and then all these tubes in her, and it was just the most helpless feeling I've ever had.
Mm. And so Brady is lost, and now the aftermath of the crash. And a moment ago, I referred to it as an accident. I hate to do that because an accident is something that couldn't have been avoided. It was just a
right.
slip up. But a drunk driver who's committing a crime, that's not an accident.
No.
That's a crash. It's a crime.
Yes.
And so, in fact, the drunk driver is now deceased.
Yes, he is.
His body was found in a room in a Denver motel.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he committed suicide, do you
yes,
know?
Yes, that's what we were told.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So the aftermath then, you, of course, the beginning is a legal procedure against the drunk driver. But then what happened? How did your family learn about Brady's status before the law? What happened there?
We had a visit from one of the officers, and he came over and was telling us the charges that they were going to be pressing against him. Mm. And we asked, what about Brady? Mm. Brady's gone. And they said that Colorado law states that the baby takes a breath, it's not considered a life. So there were no charges for Brady, which just completely devastated us. And it just broke our hearts because it was just like, because Brady, he didn't count.
Brady is this beautiful baby boy.
Beautiful 8-pound, 2-ounce baby boy.
And so, and this is what abortion does. If they can justify killing any baby, well, then they could justify killing every baby. And so Brady, they will say, is not a person.
Mm-hmm.
And you said an interesting phrase that he hadn't taken a breath. You remember in Grand Junction back, I think it was in 2007, there was a Lila Lennon, a little baby girl who died 1 hour after she was born. And her mother was hit by a drunk driver. So she went into, you know, she suffered trauma. The baby was born in the hospital, died an hour later. And the prosecutors said, in fact, this went through the Colorado courts. And they said, you cannot charge the drunk driver with homicide. And here, this little girl took a breath. But the court said, when the crime was committed, Lila was still in her mother's womb. So she's not a person.
Right.
This is horrific.
Yes.
And this has happened over and over in the theater massacre in
the
Aurora.
The 13th victim.
The 13th victim. Ashley Moser had an unborn baby. In fact, the sibling to the youngest victim in the Aurora murders that's acknowledged. Well, her unborn baby died.
Yes.
And the prosecutors have said there's only 12 homicide charges.
That's right.
There's not a 13th. So the 13th victim. And remember Lori Gorham here in Denver 2 years ago, a beautiful young mom, 8-month-old baby was killed by a hit and run mm-hmm. driver. And they said, no, the baby was not a person.
That's right.
And that's where being a voice for Brady comes in.
Yes, it does.
Brady deserves justice.
Mm-hmm.
His mother deserves justice. His brother deserves justice. And so I know that the Democrats and Planned Parenthood, for the first time, I think, in history, something historic has happened in Colorado. It's not a good thing, but it, I think it tells us a lot about the power of Brady's life and the personhood movement. Planned Parenthood, for the first time, has endorsed what they call Crime Against Pregnant Women Act, like a fetal homicide
yes.
bill, that if you kill the baby in the womb during the commission of a crime, you could be punished more severely,
mm-hmm.
but they go out of their way in the law to say, but this baby, this is not personhood. This baby does not have the rights of a person.
That's right.
So it's adding insult to injury.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure, there are aggravating factors. Sure, you punish the drunk driver for hurting people so badly. But what, you're going to give him more months or another 3 years in jail and you're going to deny that Brady was a person?
Well, and that's all that bill will do. It will just make them have an extra year on their sentence. It doesn't acknowledge the baby whatsoever.
Yeah. I think it's a class 4 felony for the worst condition. If someone is actually attacking a pregnant woman with the intention to kill the baby,
mm-hmm.
class 4 felony, which could mean the most lenient, he might get a large fine and probation.
Right.
But he could get years in jail. But that's very rare when somebody, but it does happen. These pro-aborts who want the baby aborted, the mother won't kill her baby, and they kill the baby in
right.
a crime intentionally. But like you're saying, with a drunk driver kills a baby, and so there's a bit of an extra punishment, but the denial of the humanity and the person of this child, a little boy or little girl who's been killed.
That's right. Yeah, it still doesn't. It does no justice for the baby.
Right. And so A Voice for Brady is a beautiful website with an amazing video.
Thank you.
It's just awesome. You and Heather and Pastor Don.
Yes.
Could you tell us about your church and Pastor Don and his role now in what has become a statewide movement to get justice for Brady?
I can't say enough good things about Pastor Beasy. He's truly a man after God's heart. He left his vacation, packed up his family, and came home. from vacation when the accident happened.
They were back east.
They were back in South Dakota, and they actually they packed everything up and came home to be with us at the hospital. Mm. He's been with us every step of the way. So what we're doing now is through Brady Ministries, we are working to try to get, you know, where we can get petitions signed and get petitions out to churches mm-hmm. and get the message out to as many people as we can. Pastor Don has allowed us to have Brady Ministries at our church.
As a function of the church.
Yes, yes.
And that is absolutely wonderful because you and your daughter, a year ago, you're going about your lives and you guys have been thrown into the greatest human rights struggle of our time.
Yes.
Which is that babies are considered property.
Yes.
They could be disposed of.
Yes.
If they're killed even by criminals, it's not a homicide. It's not a person.
No.
This is a great tragedy. And so you guys are now in this ministry, but thank God that you can do this at a church with the shepherding of a pastor.
Absolutely.
Who loves you guys.
Absolutely. We don't make any decisions without consulting him first. Mm.
The Brady Amendment itself, there is, I'm looking at Colorado Right to Life's website, and there's Brady Amendment talking points. And there is the one sentence which is actually the core of the Brady Amendment. You know, there's the definitions and
right.
the enactment clause. That's like
right.
lawyer stuff.
Yes.
But the one sentence that is the Brady Amendment, I'd like to read it. It says this, the Brady Amendment text. In the interest of the protection of pregnant mothers and their unborn children from criminal offenses and negligent and wrongful acts, the words person and child in the Colorado Criminal Code must include unborn human beings.
Yes.
Wow. So this says, and that's why this is a personhood amendment. Some people think this is only a fetal homicide bill.
No.
They're completely wrong. A fetal homicide bill is what the Democrats just did.
Correct.
What they're doing, that HB 1154.
Yes.
I think tomorrow is the last day of the legislative session. And so they did a corrupt fetal homicide bill, which goes out of its way to say, by the way, the baby could be killed at an abortion mill by an abortionist. If the mother wants to kill the baby, she could kill the baby. And even if the baby's killed by a criminal, by the way, it's not a person.
That's right.
That's a tragedy.
It is.
This says that under the Colorado Criminal Code, the word person must include unborn human beings.
That's right.
So that means that where the law says it's murder to kill an innocent person, then that means that the baby in the womb is one of those innocent people.
Exactly as it should be.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
And it's so simple, right? This morning, I went downtown to Knights of Columbus Hall, and a national conservative talk show host, Hugh Hewitt, was speaking, and the Archbishop was there and gave a rousing talk, and the whole group, 150, 200 pastors, they applauded so strongly at the one theme that was repeated, that is protection of the child in the womb. And the Archbishop said that abortion is murder. He said it
wow.
was murder.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly right, and that's what the Brady Amendment will affirm. It's not going to establish that it's wrong to kill a baby. It affirms it because God already said
that's right.
that it's wrong. So we're just acknowledging the God-given right to life that Brady had.
Well, he knew us before we were formed in the womb. Uh-huh. So
he said that in Jeremiah chapter
yes.
1 and Psalm 139.
Yes.
So God already had a relationship with Brady. That's why he liked going to church so much.
Absolutely.
Isn't that neat?
And we know that when he went to heaven, God looked at him and said, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Oh.
And I know that that's what he's going to say to Heather and I
oh.
as we are on this journey to make it count.
Amen. So, you know, one thing was said by one of the speakers this morning, and they said there are a lot of people who say they're Christian and they're pro-choice. He said, we have to hold them accountable. And I thought, why don't we start by holding the people who say they're pro-life accountable? Let's start by holding them
yes.
accountable.
Yes.
Because a lot of them, they don't understand why it's important to teach the culture that these babies are people. They're people.
Right.
That's now the work that you've set your mind and your heart to.
That's
with your
right.
daughter, Heather, and Pastor Don Veazey. Mm-hmm. And so we're just so thrilled to help you guys. We have a radio voice here. It's 50,000 watts. But we want to be a voice for Brady, too.
Awesome.
So thank you for letting us help, Terry.
Thank you for having us on.
You're welcome. So we're about out of time. So the website, avoiceforbrady.com.
Mm-hmm.
Petitions, I know you guys, I've been to your church, and I saw, I don't know how many boxes of petitions. Must have been 100 boxes.
A lot.
Thousands of petitions mailed to pro-life activists, people who've been getting signatures over the last 6 years. I think 7,000 petitions were put in the hands of pro-lifers all over Colorado.
Yes.
That is the biggest launch ever of a personhood petition drive in this state.
God's behind us. It's going to pass.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
So thank you. Terry Kester, what an honor and a joy to have you in studio.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is Bob Benyart Live. Our website is KGOV.com. We mentioned that Denver Bible Church is moving to a new church home. We'd love your interest, concern, prayers, and maybe even you can help us with that project. That move is coming up real soon. And also this Friday night at Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship in Denver, Dr. Don Patton is speaking. Dr. Don Patton has excavated the longest dinosaur track in North America, 500 feet. He is an archaeologist who helped excavate the Pool of Siloam in Jerusalem. And he is going to be talking to us about one of the most amazing topics, the search for Noah's Ark. The search for Noah's Ark. And boy, I tell you, there's a lot going on Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey. We've gone there to Turkey to study the Bible on location. I think you will love hearing Dr. Don Patton Friday night, 7 o'clock. And go to avoiceforbrady.com. Get a petition and sign it.